Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined here by Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing today? I hope you're doing well.
Hello, I'm good. I'm good enough.
You're good enough.
School's really got me down, baby.
Same, my dog.
I literally just cried right there and you didn't even say anything. Anyway.
I saw a tear drop.
I don't know. I'm exhausted. That's it.
Same. It is, as students in schools, we are nearing the end of the semester. Therefore, there's a big workload as well as a lot of studying for finals.
Studying, that's funny.
What, do you not do that?
Just trying to get a C+, baby. That's all. That's all I need to keep going.
But, of course, no matter what we're doing in school, the world of Overwatch still continues, so we are here ready to give you a little bit of content for your maybe you're studying right now and you're just like, man, I need to just listen to two little boys talk as a break or talk in the background as I study. Well, here we are, and we're willing to provide that service for you.
We are your singular savior.
We together are one savior for exam season.
Adam and I, when we touch, our fingers wrap around each other like...
like this. Ready?
Like rubber.
Ready? We're going to wrap them. Like, we're going to wrap them. Do this.
No, like this.
So stupid. Like this. To start things off,
okay.
To start things off, Winter Wonderland is coming back, ladies and gents, and we're gonna get a winterized Blizzard Arena or Blizzard World. And honestly, it looks pretty, as the kids say, pretty lit.
We so lit right now.
It looks very festive. It looks good. We're ready. Snow off your holiday spirit, it says. Yeah.
That's really funny.
So
it starts December 11th.
That's next week.
As predictions for skins.
Predictions for skins. Actually, I'm going to look at PlayOverwatch's Twitter is all of the heroes in a group, so I'm going to look. Probably, I'm going to guess.
Probably an Ash skin, if I had to guess.
Probably an Ash skin.
Maybe like Mr. and Mrs. Claus, her and Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to guess. Maybe a Genji skin. Maybe a Genji skin. He doesn't have a Christmas boy yet. Actually.
Is there a Reinhardt Christmas skin?
No. People are saying he should just be literally carrying a tree. And then his hammered down voice line is Timber.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's holding a tree.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one.
Stupid.
Okay.
Hammond. No, Hammond just got a
Hammond. Hammond just got one. He might get an epic. Maybe he'll get an epic skin.
Maybe he just looks like a little Christmas ornament.
That'd be fun.
And then his hook, his grappling hook, is just like a... you know, yeah. When you hook on an ornament on a tree. Just...
and the cord. Funny. The cord's like a wreath. Like it's a Christmas.
Maybe a wrist.
Honestly, who knows? Sometimes they like do two here. I think Tracer will get a skin actually. Oh, wait, no, she has Tracer. Jingle.
Here's what I want. I want Ash skin.
Probably.
Oh, here's what it is.
Orisa's definitely getting one.
Ash is Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bob is an elf. That's what that skin is.
No.
Or
if Ash is Mrs. Claus, then he's Santa Claus.
But he's not a boy.
What?
And then
he's a big fat guy. Why would he not be Santa?
He's not fat. He's just thick.
Okay.
And then Arisa's
a reindeer. He's Rudolph. She's Rudolph. That's the easiest possible skin.
Oh, why would we want to go for easy?
No, I mean, like, that's... She literally has two horns, turn them into antlers, put a red nose on her. She's got four legs already. She shoots, or she shoots...
You keep talking, that sounds disgusting. And then Reinhardt gets one where he's just a gingerbread house.
That's so stupid. That's the I thought you were going to say gingerbread man, he's and I'm like, that's kind of funny. And then you went...
covered in gingerbread, but he looks like a house. And then he gets a new ability where he puts a tree in him, and then he runs at people, and they get stabbed by the tree.
Maybe Zen gets one where he's shooting ornaments.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be leaked by tomorrow anyway. They'll all be leaked by the Chinese Overwatch Twitter. Anyway, it's
a spreadsheet of their own, so it's pretty crazy.
Maybe Michael will leak the skins. But anyway, it's exciting. People are talking about how they're just excited for the skins because the winter event, as far as game modes go, is the worst one. Because they went May's Snowball Offensive, and everyone's like, trash. And then they went Yeti Hunt, and everyone's like, that's like no better. I'm guessing that they'll add something else that's a little more special. And maybe...
I hope they add like a PvE one.
That would be fun. Maybe a competitive May's Snowball Offensive. Because that's just one in the chamber, baby.
I don't know what you mean by one in the chamber, but sure.
It's you get one bullet, and then you have to reload. You have to find a new bullet. Anyway,
I never played that.
It'll be fun. It'll be fine.
Nothing too big coming out of this.
Onto
the additions to teams, and oh boy, was it a big...
Yeah, enough with Overwatch. Let's talk about the Overwatch League, huh?
So Zachary, he had a little special stream the other night, last night,
mm-hmm.
where I watched a little bit of it. He was like, hey boys, we're gonna do a stream. And then he went off screen for like 3 seconds and then put on a Dallas Fuel jacket. And then he came back on screen and watched the video of him.
Nice.
And you know, he's on Dallas Fuel now. People are like,
why?
But if you think of it as a real sports team, okay? You're playing basketball. You have a basketball team.
Because
that's the most, that's the closest roster you can compare an Overwatch League roster to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't only play,
so far you've
play
only...
all 12. Here's the thing. Don't interrupt me ever again. You don't have to play all 12
hey everybody,
players.
Coach Arrow here. I'm excited
you
to announce
have
the newest
rookies on the team that play sometimes. Dallas Fuel roster. And that's probably what Zachary's going to be because he's only 17 still. And he's probably not going to, like, he's not going to become their starting projectile player. He's not going to be in their starting lineup.
Do they have another projectile player?
Do you really think that some of these guys can't learn projectile in the 8 months that they had off, 6 months that they had off?
I think Zachary's going to play more than you think. I think some of the other players are not going to play as much as you think.
Like who?
Who else AKM? Is there? AKM?
Taimu?
Taimu. I don't think Taimu's going to play very much.
Effect?
Effect's going to play a single game. They don't have a projectile player other than Zachary.
Yeah.
What, are they going to pull out the AKM blade?
Right. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
That's the truest thing you've said yet.
And I'm telling you right now, okay. Zachary's probably just a rookie on this team. And it's actually
you think they're just building a team for next season?
They could.
Like
be.
Just clutching them in right now.
Oh, I wonder who else was building a team for next season. Oh, they're in our next story.
I hate
the
you.
The probably champions of season
That's
two.
The worst sentence. The probably champions.
The more likeliest championist. San Francisco Shock. They added
before we get started. Before we get started on this story, I just want to say this. For weeks, I've been saying the San Francisco Shock are going to be playoff contenders in season two. And you've been like, why are you hyping up my team? And as soon as, as soon as they sign Stryker, you go, ha, Adam, you were wrong the whole time, when I've really been saying that they were going to be top contenders this season all along. So
I was reverse jinxing them. I knew they were going to be the best in the world.
Except now you're jinxing them. The and season hasn't started yet.
No, it's not jinxed yet because they have a full roster.
That's not the rules. It's not a jinx until they got a full roster.
So Stryker's on the Shock now.
Yeah, it's big a biggie deal.
Right there. And here's the thing. Best DPS lineup, even though it's half their team. But, you know, we're just going to roll with that. We're probably going to trade Baby Bay midway through the season because why do you need him? And maybe pick up another support. You know, we're just out here playing.
Here's the thing.
We're playing checkers and all y'all are playing chess.
Here's the thing. It's quite clear. They have a full Korean roster plus a full NA roster on their roster. They're just going to play the Koreans and have the little boys as subs, is what some people are saying. But I disagree. Why would you have that much talent, that much NA talent, and not use them?
Also, people are like, it's like a civil war with the half Korean, half North America, which is...
First of all, that wouldn't be a civil war because they're two different countries.
Yes. Also... it'd be a civil war because it's like in
within the team. I apologize, I'm dumb.
That seems slightly like, I don't want to say racist, but it's just like, why can they not get along? How come 12 people can't get along? I said three numbers before.
It is very weird.
Like, why can't they play North American players and Korean players?
There has been this kind of like passive racism in like among the Overwatch League fan base over the off season a little bit. Like there was one post, which I somewhat related to because they were like, as someone who lives near Toronto and is a Canadian grown boy, I'm upset that the two Canadian teams I have are both full Korean. And everyone's like, why? He's like, because.
Would you be mad if a the Raptors aren't Canadian?
I know.
They're North but American.
His post was pretty much saying, like, I want some Canadian boys on my Canadian team so I feel like I'm actually supporting Canada when I cheer for those teams. I don't want to be cheering for them. And then everyone was like, I don't think you realize it, but that's like kind of like low key racist. And he's like, no, no. And like his first post was a little ignorant. I'll say that. Maybe not racist, but it was a little ignorant. But then in the comments, like there was this point where someone like made an argument and then the original poster said something like, yeah, but I cheer for individual person, not team. And then,
so then why do you care?
But then some guy responded to him saying, are you saying Koreans aren't people? And then I responded saying, although I disagree with this guy, that's, you're putting words in his mouth. That's stupid. That's a little stupid. But yeah, there is this kind of like passive thing where people are going, the Koreans are taking over our league. They make up 54% of the league's roster. And it's like, okay.
That's like complaining that basketball players are American. It's like, well, they're just better.
Yep.
A lot of places play basketball. They play basketball in China, but Chinese people aren't like, oh, we should
be able to compete. Why aren't we in the NBA? Yeah.
Like, unless you're Yao Ming, you're not making it, buddy, okay?
Or Jeremy Lin.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But he is half American, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Why would you ask me? I have no clue. I don't want to talk about the passive racism too much because it's kind of like a non-issue, because there's just some people who are like, I want my team to be NA. But whatever.
I guess here's another thing we can equate it to. How I always complain that they made Aquaman not blonde. That's me being passive Harrisist. Is Harris?
That movie's going to be bad. Anyway, it's so exciting.
Also, Barry Allen's blonde in the comics, and they fucked that too on the TV show and in the movies.
Stryker looks really good in orange, I will say that. It fits him, and I think Sinatra's going to get zero playtime. If as we hope, Goats is gone by season two, then Sinatra's not going to see much playtime at all.
It definitely will be.
Will be gone?
Yeah. They're going to announce a hero in, what, late January probably? That makes sense with their cycle. Late January, early February.
Maybe. But yeah, but just because a hero is being released doesn't mean it's going to change the meta. Ash isn't going to change the meta.
But it's going to be a tank or support.
Why do you say that?
Because Jeff said that. They have like eight tankers. Six to eight. I don't remember.
Look at you knowing things.
Supports. Anyway. Well, I'm kind of like genius.
Okay, we're done there. Next story. I'm kind of a genius.
Like, I know this is gonna sound bad, but like, I'm kind of an above average.
Okay, person. I brought up the joke again, and now you're keeping going.
But like, here's the thing: I'm kind of.
So the thing we've been waiting for. The thing we've all been waiting for. The one.
DC.
No, that's not next in the list.
Oh, sorry.
The
I
one.
I was just really excited.
The only. Runaway is part of the Overwatch League now.
Here's
in
the
form of the Vancouver Titans. And I'm pretty excited. It's pretty cool.
Pull up the Vancouver Canucks logo.
No.
On the screen.
Fine.
Yeah, because it's... the colors are the exact same as the Canucks. Kind of strange. I guess not. But maybe. I think they're owned by the same person. That's why they were at that hockey game.
I mean, they're owned by the same company. Honestly,
but like, why? I guess that's company colors, maybe. I don't know.
No, you know why?
Why?
Uber smart move. Yes, it was a little awkward.
Associated Vancouver with the hockey team.
No, yes, it was a little awkward to be like, hey, we're gonna do this roster reveal at a stadium full of people who don't care. But very smart. Because they're introducing this team to Vancouver, being like, look, we have this Overwatch League team. It's an esports league. They're the colors you remember.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, of course I did. You vomited up into the air. Look, it's the colors you recognize. We're introducing it alongside the team that you cheer for, and it's owned by the same people, and it's pretty much a... it's a pride thing. I don't know. It's so the Vancouver people.
Now here's the thing.
Okay, well there you go.
It seems like it could be a mistake if the team is subpar.
No, why?
I feel like because it's the first time that people are being exposed to this thing, and they're like, oh, like it's the first esport that people are going to care about, or going to try and care about.
Well, like Vancouver people.
Yeah. At that hockey game, or people that watch the hockey game, this is, if they're going to watch an esport, it's going to be this one.
Yeah.
And if their team is garbage trash, which I don't think Runaway will be, but I don't think they'll be the best team in the world.
Dumb.
Dumb. Do you really think they're going to win the championship this year?
No, but I don't think they're going to be subpar. My light turned off again. One sec.
They could, like, kind of turn people off from this.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my entire life, and let me tell you why. I'm joking. It's not the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I disagree. I don't know. What are they? So because they made it the same color as the hockey team,
okay.
They're risking making people never watch Overwatch League if they're bad?
Sports fandom is very primal, Adam.
Color doesn't matter that much. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. sports fandom is very primal, especially the major ones.
Yeah.
So if you go, hey, look at this thing, it's like your thing. And like, it could be better than your thing. Or like, even associate.
They're not saying that.
Okay. What if they made the Toronto Defiant team the exact same colors as the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I'd go, cool.
Were they owned by the Toronto Maple Leafs team? And did they also reveal it at a Toronto Maple Leafs team game?
This is
a hypothetical. A what
if. Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it like the thing we're talking about.
But listen to me for a second. I'm trying to make it like the thing that we're talking about too. What if they did this for the Toronto Maple Leafs? And what would your dad say? And then he watches this game and he goes,
what would my dad say if he was watching a hockey game and then they introduced the Toronto Defiant and Overwatch League thing? First, this is what he'd do. Oh, finally, the game's starting. Now, let's imagine that he was interested and watched it. Most likely, it would be because he recognized that it's Overwatch and he knows that I'm into Overwatch. But let's pretend I don't exist, okay? And he watches it just because he's interesting. Or he's interested, sorry.
Wow,
like that's interesting.
Point. I'm sorry.
He watches because he's interested. I don't exist, and for some reason he cares. He watches, and he's like, obviously I'm going to cheer for the Toronto Defiant.
But then the team is garbage trash.
Then he goes, aw, dang.
Or like the game
Maybe
sucks.
We'll get him next time.
Or the game sucks.
Then he goes, whatever this GOATS meta is they're talking about, this is no fun to watch. No, okay. What do you mean if the game sucks?
Like, what if it's just not exciting?
Okay, here's my issue, okay? I see what you're saying. We said we weren't going to get into an argument this podcast.
You're the one that's arguing.
No. Let me set things. What you're saying is if someone new watches Overwatch League and the game they watch is bad, they'll be less interested, correct?
Especially if it's associated this heavily with a sport that they already
No! Okay, wait, let's use the Maple Leafs example. So if my dad watched the Maple Leafs game, first of all, he wouldn't have found out about it if it wasn't shown at the Maple Leafs game. That's the main thing. It's either guy tries and it maybe works, or a guy doesn't try and then there's no viewership. But he's not gonna watch it and be like, I'm not gonna give this another try because they associated with my team. He'd go, either I'll give this another try or I'm not gonna give this another try because I don't like it. He's not going to go, they're white and blue, therefore
but
I'm not going
to
watch
it. It feels like it's the wrong move to do right now, especially when the season's still 2 months out.
Oh, people you think like, they should have, like...
It's just like, it seems like it's too much too soon.
I mean, they're not called, like, the Vancouver Canuck Gamers or something stupid where it's like...
No team is called that. Why would they... Why would anyone call a team that?
No one would.
The Vancouver Canucks is a terrible enough name in itself.
But I'm saying, literally, the only association that there is they're going, hey, just wanted to let you all know, we also Vancouver has a new sports team. It's this Overwatch League thing. And look, they're also the same colors, so you don't even have to worry about, like in a new color team or whatever.
But
that's all I see it as someone who doesn't
watch
sports.
I don't want to argue with this. I don't want to like argue about this much longer.
Yeah, because it.
But like, I don't know. I think you're underestimating how sacred a lot of sports colors are to fans. Especially when hockey is the only sport that they have. Really, besides CFL.
Now, let me take that and give you a food for thought out this side of my head.
It's an audio podcast.
So, yes, colors are sacred, correct? That's why they have to make them the same color.
No.
Or not have to. They don't have to do jack squat. But that's why I think making them the same color is a good thing. Because most likely, if someone's a Vancouver Canucks fan and they're like, I'm going to cheer for this Vancouver esports team, if they were like purple and brown, worst colors, they're not going to be
That
like,
tasted bad when you said that.
it's a poopy grape. They're not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to cheer for the poopy grape brown purple Vancouver team. They're going to be like, why didn't they just do the colors of the Canucks?
Okay.
Because, like you said, it's like their only sports team.
Actually, now that I think about it, a lot of the teams are actually doing this. It's just this is the most obvious
Yeah.
one.
Yeah. There, a
Like
lot of them
the
are
Toronto Defiant
associated.
is red and
And
black and
black.
white, like the Raptors.
Yes.
The Falcons are kind of like the Atlanta Rain. It's just this seems more.
Because it was introduced at a sports game where they were
Yeah, it just
like,
seems like a
this is our
lot
team, this is
more.
our roster, cheer for us.
Yeah. Maybe do this like closer to the season. I don't know. It's a cool way to announce it. It's just like you're kind of just like shotgunning it into people's face, you know?
Except it definitely wasn't a shotgun. It was more of a squirt gun, and people. Everyone at the hockey game was like, stop, I don't care. But anyway, I personally think that it was a smart move. As cringy as it was having each runaway player go.
Yeah, and saying their gamer tags too,
Yeah.
which is kind of like,
Well,
why is this guy
why wouldn't they
into
say their
himself?
gamer tags?
I know, but like just saying, did they say their name, like whatever
I think
bumper?
so. They had it projected on the rink, I know that much. Where they had their real names. It was a here's the thing. It was a cool reveal. I think it was smart to like connect it to the thing so that they it's just an easier transition for people who are like Canucks fans to be like, "Oh, it's this team that's also here." But yeah, I get what you're saying about like if they're like, "Oh, I'm going to commit to this team and then it's bad," which it's not going to be bad.
I'm just saying, like, middle. That's it.
I say playoffs.
I say play in tournament. Is that what you mean, too? Or like top six?
Top six. Dude, they've got Harsha.
Not enough room for both of us.
What do you mean, both of us?
Shock and runaway. Can't have more than one. Not
I
allowed.
do feel like we'll get more into this in an episode closer to the
Don't know
season
what I'm
where
saying.
we rank them. But I think there is room for Shock and Vancouver.
We'll see. Maybe because Shock will be at the top, and then Vancouver can just sneak in.
Think you're getting ahead of yourself there, buddy.
All right. Silk Thread is done.
Yeah, that was a big surprise.
He was in this tweet that he tweeted,
His
twit
twit
longer.
longer.
He said he was with Chengdu. Chengdu.
Well, yeah, they announced it. They were like, Silk Thread is on our team.
And then he just kind of was like, 100% into this. So then he decided it'd be best for him, the team, management, everyone, if he just didn't and then tried to do other things. So he's retired now.
Yeah.
We'll miss you.
It's
Miss
a
you,
bit of
miss
a
you.
bummer
I want
'cause
to kiss
like
again.
he was kind of going to be the face of their team a little bit, being like the only NA connection kind of.
Do they have? Sorry.
Now they have like 'cause they had full Chinese roster and then Silk Thread who's Chinese but also like kind of has an NA connection. But like pretty much he said that the language barrier was a bigger deal than he thought. He said he could have gotten used to it, but that mixed with his, slow, like deteriorating passion for the game. He was just like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And he said this isn't like him going bye bye team and screwing them over. Apparently he's been talking about leaving for like a long time. So
now I'm not too worried about the team.
No.
Because they have Yveltal, Late Young, and some other pretty good Chinese talent. But it probably hurt their brand a little bit, just not having that English-speaking face.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bishu, or I guess not really Bishu. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bum. But it makes sense. It makes sense. And yeah, good for him for being able to make that decision and not stay in a place where he didn't want to be too long.
And now we have, I don't know, top one team in the league, probably.
Why are you so passionate about DC all of a sudden? I've never heard you be passionate about DC till today.
It's just like, what are you doing?
It is very much.
They're the last to announce their roster, T minus 4 days before you have to have 8 people on your roster.
But it's already over.
No, it's the 8th. I think so.
No, I'm pretty sure I was pretty sure Vancouver announced it on their roster on the last day that.
I'll do some fact.
You had to have them signed.
I'm 90% sure it's 8th.
I'm 98% sure. Wow, I beat you. That Vancouver announced.
Wow, that's really impressive. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
I know. That Vancouver announced their team on the last day that they had to have a full roster, meaning DC had a full roster by the deadline. They just didn't announce their full roster by the deadline. So they're announcing it after. Also, someone on Reddit did a mock-up thing where they added a star on each side of the Washington Justice logo because apparently all the other Washington teams have 3 stars instead of 1, and it looks so much better. And now it just looks so boring with 1 star. Just looking at it.
They're like a stupid cyclops.
They're gonna do a star here and a star here.
Patriotic cyclops.
Yeah, make it a triclops.
I'm sorry, I'm stupid.
It's okay.
So then DC's just not announcing the last 4 players on their team today?
They might. So pretty much.
Let me just run this down for you.
Okay.
So we're going to run down the tweets of announcements they had. So 7 hours ago, according to Twitter, at 8 a.m., DC announced Wizard Young, who we know.
They already announced him, technically, but
as their coach.
Yeah.
Like on their Twitter, I mean. They have, like, the pictures, if you...
I'm looking at them.
And then at 10:30, they announce Giannis, who we knew. And then they announce Stratus at 11:15 a.m., who is a DPS, probably very young.
Yeah.
Played for NRG. It's from the USA, which is important because Wizard Chung and Giannis are both Korean, and he plays like projectile hit skin sort of thing. And then they announced Sansam at 12 noon.
Why are these times important?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
He's an off tank for Meta Athena. He played contenders in open division with them for a while, and he's Korean.
Okay.
So we've got 2 Koreans, 1 American. And okay. Then they announced Corey at 1 p.m., who is a DPS hit scan mostly, played for Glad Legion for 2 seasons, and he's American. I think I said that. But they haven't announced anything since 1 p.m. So we're assuming they have 4 more players.
My computer said... Oh, wait, never mind. I'm going to refresh the page.
I'm on their media thing.
Oh. Well, tweet-wise, they only tweeted the Corey thing 2 hours ago.
Which is weird, because it says 1 p.m. here.
It's probably a different time zone.
What time zone?
I don't know.
2 hours ago...
Washington...
Oh, you mean the same time zone as us?
Is it? So anyway. if this Twitter is correct, then yeah, they've still got, because originally they were announcing them in 2 hour gaps.
I just don't know what's happening, you know?
Someone said the comic book style of these announcements is so far the best thing that the brand's done.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything. Actually, I kind of like the colors.
I mean, yeah, but everyone knew Washington. They're going to do something where it's like, we're America. It's just the Team USA colors.
Yeah. But I'm just telling you, I kind of like them.
And also?
Also, I don't really like the comic book style. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I think it's cool. It's different. I don't know. It's the reason DC waited this long. A lot of people have been debating why
organization.
Why has Washington waited this long? One, because they're a garbage trash organization. But two, it's definitely, they were waiting for the whole drama about their management to kind of like blow over. And I think it was a smart thing. It was smart. Because now nobody's really thinking back to like, well, I'll get to this.
Harsha.
Well, I was going to say no one's thinking really about how they said, Harsha, you have a job. Then he quit Shock. And then they were like, JK, you don't have a job. Except Harsha tweeted, he retweeted their announcement with the caption, very ironic name, because they're the Washington Justice, and he was pretty much saying, haha, it's funny
because they fucked me,
because that you screwed me over bad. So I think Washington is not going to be very liked going into the season unless they get like a really, really good player everyone loves.
I don't know. This team is probably just going to be good enough.
Also, their Twitter handle is Wash Justice. Get a better one.
Bit of a yikes.
Even W Justice would be better.
Or just do DC. No.
No. It looks like they've committed to Washington and not DC, so they're not going to be the DC dick suckers.
Dick Chompers.
Dick Chompers, sorry.
DC Disconnect is such a better name.
DC Disconnect is so good. Imagine. Oh, wait, no, because Houston Outlaws are green and black. I was going to say, imagine if they were green and black. It was DC yellow Disconnect. And yellow and black would be cool.
Bright yellow.
That would be cool.
Like electricity, because everyone knows electricity is yellow.
Or even like a yellow and some other like bright color. So it's like zap, zap. And it's DC Disconnect. And their whole thing is we're electric glitch. We're glitch. I'm a glitch in the system. I'm like the glitch from Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm like the glitch from that Scooby-Doo movie. The blue thing. Cyber Attack. What's it called? Remember that movie? All right.
So,
hi, my name is Adam. I don't like to play along.
I had one channel as a kid.
And?
CTV.
It was a VHS.
Oh. So
get fucked.
You know my parents didn't love me as a kid.
I don't think they do now.
I'm joking. But yeah, Washington, I mean, okay.
Fix your timestamps, number one. It's pissing me off now. Number two,
add two more stars to your logo. It would look way better.
Number three, tell us your other four players or I'll kill.
They'll probably be out by the time this is uploaded. Four. Other than that, I think their branding looks fine. As a non-American, I don't really care about it. But,
yeah, number four, nope, do that more was with four. The Corian House theme.
Five, say five.
Number five, do more with the Corian the House theme.
Now I'm confused. I don't know what you're talking about.
You never watched Corian the House? Corey in the house.
Yeah, we got it.
It's party every week.
Yeah, we got it. So,
Corey, check it out. That's right. I'm in the house.
Except,
you know what I'm saying? I'm in the house. Check it out.
We're going to get copyright stricken, so.
It was Raven Simone's brother from That's So Raven.
I know that.
And he moved to the White House.
Also, you shouldn't assume that I know this because, once again, I had one channel as a child.
That's why I'm telling you.
My favorite TV show was Canada AM, and my favorite character was Ben Mulrooney.
He moved
to the White House.
That's So Ravenland, wherever that was, San Francisco or whatever, to Washington, D.C. because his dad got a job as a chef. Now, what happened to his wife? No one. What happened to Raven? She got a new show 10 years later.
Everybody hates Chris. Anyway, everybody, that's pretty much all that happened this week that's important.
Adam's angry again, as you can tell.
Well, this isn't a Corey in the House podcast, as much as I'd love it to be.
Can we start one?
No, never.
Should we both apply for careers at Washington Justice?
Yeah.
Should I just put in... Should I fill out my application, put in my name, email address, and then position of interest, just put star player? And then previous experiment.
In the past I was a scientific experiment, just a heads up.
Previous excrement, I climbed to silver.
Speaking of which, you wanna comp later?
Oh, it actually does say player is an option here. So they don't have enough players. I'm just telling you that right now.
That's not true. Now let's do this as a real quick wrap up, boy. Judging from what you've seen, let's say each say best and worst, best chances of winning and worst chances of winning of the expansion teams. Don't say which is which. Don't say which is the best and which is the worst. But I feel like we'll be able to guess.
Sorry, I gotta look at them again. I'm sorry.
There's Paris, Atlanta, D.C., Vancouver, Toronto, Guangzhou, Hangzhou, Chengdu.
I don't know who's on any of the Chinese teams. Like, I don't know. I can't wrap it in my head until I see them play which players are on which Chinese team.
Here, let me start then. Ready? My two teams are D.C. and Vancouver. Make your guess on which is the one I think will do.
Vancouver top, DC bottom.
No, I wasn't saying actually guess.
Oh.
I was talking to the audience.
Oh, what's the point of this, though?
So we can... We're talking about the expansion teams. That's what the point is. What's the point of this podcast? Why are we even doing this?
What the fuck are we doing here?
I did try to wrap it up like 10 minutes ago, but then you started talking about Corey in the House, so then I was like, I feel like we should add something Overwatch related to the
so
end.
Top and bottom.
Out top of and the bottom.
Expansion teams?
Yeah. Thank you for making noises to fill the brain dead silence. 3, 2,
Titans
1.
Again? Vancouver.
Okay.
So I'm going to put Rain.
Atlanta Rain.
And shit.
Wait, are you intentionally not picking the ones I picked?
Spark. No.
Oh, okay. Spark and Atlanta?
Yeah.
I don't know which one is which. Can I guess? Even though I specifically said that wasn't the point?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess.
I don't want Rainbow Six Smash Siege Liquipedia, bitch.
I'm going to guess that you actually think Atlanta is the best expansion team.
No.
Hot. Okay, dang it. I thought you were doing a hot take.
No.
No. You think Atlanta's going to be the worst of the expansion teams?
I think they're probably going to have some troubles, like, in their management. Because the thing with DC is there's no, like, issue.
Yeah, there is. Their management.
But that's their GM. I don't think.
But like, also, that's... the whole thing just seems like a screw up.
But the thing with Atlanta is I see more of difficulty happening between the players.
Than, oh, like big egos?
Yeah, than I see with Washington.
Although or I agree like, with that.
Not everyone focused on the game. Anyway.
I do agree with that, that if Atlanta's going to have any problem, it's going to be with player ego, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting takes. Those are some hot takes. Not really hot takes, honestly.
I think the Spark will probably be the best expansion team by, like, quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't saying that before they were pink.
No, I was.
Nah.
Was I? I don't know.
Roll back the tape. I don't know. Me neither.
But they have some very good players.
Anyway, so that's it. I think Vancouver's going to be best in season two. I tried to end it 49 minutes ago. Calder's being held captive here. I'm working through the internet and gluing him to his chair.
You're giving me tinnitus.
Thank you, everybody, for watching, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Of course, be sure to go to our website at thebroverwatch.com, get some good old articles, and you can also reach all of our social medias and all of our stuff there. And, of course, you can get us follow us on Twitter, at thebroverwatch. Also follow us on Instagram, at thebroverwatch. Follow each Calder and I on Twitter. I'm at I'm a dumb cook. Calder is at @Amos_Calder. I just had to say it so that Calder wouldn't say anything that close to the mic. You just lost us 14 viewers.
Ooh, didn't get here anyway.
Ooh, nobody reached this point of the podcast. Ooh, if you reach this point of the podcast, say. NYXL is gonna come in last. NYXL is not gonna win a single game in season two. Say that in the comments. If you got to this part of the podcast,
are we done?
Thank you, everybody, for watching. We love you. We'll catch you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.